4MMW, KB2HXS.
MMW, go ahead this morning. Good morning to you, and April Fool's Day.
Oh, my God, I forgot. Wow. What's going on?
Fixing the turn here off 29 on 14.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll see you in a couple minutes then. Excellent. Drive 2 for a minute.
See you there in 4MMW.
KB2HXS.
DQY Mobile.
TO4NUE Mobile.
Tyler?
Good, how about you? I'm headed up to the deer camp for the weekend. You been doing all right?
My in-laws are in town.
I got an open spot up here at the camp.
Me.
It's not that bad, is it?
They got in last night, so it hasn't gotten bad yet. I'm actually out running errands, coincidentally, so trying to take care of some stuff. I have a shoot on Sunday in Charlotte, so I'm trying to get ready for that some before I spend the day with them.
Well, yeah, I hear you. Well, so you got to go to Charlotte, what, this weekend?
I have a job all day Sunday in Charlotte. So that should, we'll see how that does, but, I was supposed to have a second shooter with me. They had to bail out, today, so it looks like I'm going to be doing this thing by myself.
Okay. Well, you can do it. I mean, you can handle it. I know you've done it before, right?
Part of the job is just, hey, I don't know if you know this, but the older we get, our bones don't seem to want to move the same way.
Your bones, your muscle, your brain, your eyes, ears, everything. It seems like everything I got's starting to quit working.
That's my concern, because I'll be outside. I'll actually be at Carowinds working and filming an event there all day long, so I'll be outside and hauling equipment all day long all over the daggum park.
I'm seeing. Yeah, something tells me you're going to be hurting pretty bad Monday, maybe even Sunday night, but Tuesday's probably going to be the worst.
I think I'll agree with you there. But I heard you on the net last night about doing radio stuff, and I'm super interested. I actually was going to give you a call today and talk to you about it on the phone.
That, so we're gonna do a little training on Tuesday nights for those that are interested. And, you know, just for those that are interested.
So I'll be happy to hear about that. Did you say you're doing that, if I'm correct, Tuesday night?
Well, I'm making another announcement tonight about it. And then since I'm pulling double duty for Wald on Tuesdays, since we don't really have a whole bunch of new hams asking questions, then we'll just put a training topic out there, and those after the net, of course, and then for those who are interested, we can do it that way.
A good idea, and that was smart. Did Anna come up with that? I'm in a little shady spot, so hopefully you can still hear me pretty decent. But no, I'm really excited about that. I think doing a topic is really going to be nice, and also kind of give you something to concentrate on.
Yeah, so I think what we're going to do is probably probably initially just start off discussing the repeater input, repeater output, how it works, and probably talk about QRN and QRM, the difference between those, and also move down to the individual radio. So I'll just teach those that are interested in the reverse function on the radio, what it does and how it works, and then hopefully get to a point to where let me let this thing drop. Hopefully get to a point to where on one of the Tuesday nights I can get in the truck and move to a location and transmit, you know, my call sign as, you know, test interference, I guess. And have stations email me whether they could hear me on reverse or not. And then I'll take that data and see if we can triangulate where, you know, where I was. Over.
Big idea, Coach. Like I said, that's what I was going to call you about, because I actually wanted to do maybe take one, like, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but maybe, like, if we had an afternoon or something, you help me, help show me how I can triangulate like that, because I think that would be fun to learn.
I know it'll work, and we'll, you just need participants to help, you know. But once we get, you know, get everything dialed in, then I'll just move from, on Tuesday nights, I'll just move from one spot to the other and collect all the data. And then on the next night's net, we'll post, you know, how close we got.
So, what you doing down at deer camp? How long are you going to be down there for?
I'll probably come back on Saturday afternoon, maybe. Anna's coming up. And I need to go up there and get all the snake skins and the acorns out of there. So she doesn't freak out. But that's why I always come up first.
Hey, good. Let's get some of that removed. I still want to try to bring my boys one day. I think they would absolutely love it.
I mean, just when you need a break, and it the sound of your voice, it don't sound like you're far off. Just bring them up and spend the day, spend the night, whatever. Let me know.
Patrick, how's it going?
Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, it's going good. Just wanted to jump in and say hello. Making the drive back up from Lawrence this morning.
Today, I couldn't remember if you were working, but then I remember it's Friday, and usually don't drive the truck on Fridays.
In the month, I go down to the Lawrence Michelin test track. I'm on my way back from there now. Chad, did you get my text message earlier?
I did not, Patrick. I think the phone's in the back seat. I probably will get it when I get stationary. Anything you talk about here?
I was going to let you know I could hear you and Steve full quieting on the tunnel belt repeater down there at the Michelin test track.
That's a good deal. Well, listen, did you hear the announcement last night?
I did not. What did I miss?
Oh, I made two announcements. The Mars program is recruiting members and wanted to know if anybody, you know, was interested in joining the Mars program. And number two was that on Tuesday nights, we're going to start doing a little bit of training on QRN and QRM, how the repeater works, and the reverse function on everybody's radio, and eventually get to a point to where I think what I'm going to do is get in the truck on Tuesday nights and move around the county and transmit my call sign as, you know, interference. And then have some stations report in via email whether they could hear me or not. And then do some triangulation training. So, what do you think?
Idea. Tuesdays, I'm usually home earlier, so that'd be a good opportunity for me.
I do have a question about the Mars. Do you need to have an extra class?
No, sir. Technically, you don't even need a technician class because the way I'm understanding it is Part 97 exempt. But they won't let you join without it. But, you know, technically, that's kind of the rules there. But general class would fit right in. It's an open book test, 40 questions, halfway through the course. It's not hard at all. The problem is getting your computer and your radio configured, which, you know, I've got all of those configuration settings. So it'd be kind of easy. You know, you wouldn't have to struggle as bad as I did. But it's pretty interesting.
Advantage of being part of the Mars program.
Say again. KO4NUE, KO4DTY, KO4HKX. Say again, Daniel.
What would you say is the biggest reason why you, maybe to join the Mars program?
It's a way to contribute to I guess the federal side of things, so you can you know, handle message traffic from the federal side. I guess that's the best way to word that.
That email you sent me on that, was assuming that's what it was about anyway.
So I talked with the commander, the wing commander, and he's, you know, basically giving me some guidelines about what I can say and what I can't say. What anything over that, you know, they have a, you know, have tech support guy that will help get everything configured on your computer. They got a tech support guy that can help you with your radio. But like I said, I've got all that data, and, you know, both of y'all have the same radio I do, so it's just kind of plug and play at that point. But no real studying, really. It's just, you know, you got 180 days to get through the course. The biggie is you have to call a net, a regional net on HF, and it's tough. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's tough. It's fun, but it's tough.
You know, I've been interested in it a little bit, and I'm trying to find out some more information. Maybe we can sit down and discuss it a little more in person or something.
We need to just schedule a weekend when y'all are, a day on the weekend when y'all are clear, and just meet up here at the deer camp. It's about time to do another cookout anyway, ain't it? Every time I say y'all work it out, it never works out, so... next Saturday. How about that?
As far as I know, I don't have anything planned next Saturday.
I think I have it open, too.
guys next Saturday, 10 o'clock. And I'll bring the Yazoo and the computer and Daniel, whatever you got for, you know, antennas or whatnot, let me know. We'll just go ahead and get one built right then and there.
I need to work and look at the antenna situation anyways.
Okay, well, okay, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, something changes, let me know, and I'll be glad to, we'll reschedule or whatever we need to do. Over.
I'm at my destination, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. It was great talking to both of you, and if you're still on, either one of you, I'll hop back on the radio.
So I got a question. You sound like you just got out of bed or something. Have you been, do you actually sleep this late or something, or do you have a little cold?
Allergy season, and I am completely stopped up.
Sleeping late, that's what I think.
I tell you what, I wish. I have been pulling some long days and even trying to work through the weekend even when I'm not, quote-unquote, working.
Give me a hard time. KO4NUE, I'm clear. I'm at my destination, too. Enjoy it, fellas. Y'all have a wonderful day. 73s.
Chad, 73s, Daniel. Y'all have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
73s, guys. Have a great one. KI4DTY, clear.
Hey, Patrick, N4DJC. Hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Jerry, how are you? KO4HKX.
I'm getting a little bit better every day. I got a gas leak out there, my water heater, and the guy's going to come fix it this morning. Wasn't a very bad one, but I noticed it the last day or so. It had a little of that skunk odor out there, so I couldn't find it yesterday. And yesterday morning, then the guy from Fort Hill Natural Gas came out and had one of those $15,000 sniffers, they found it in about 30 seconds.
See how that happens, isn't it?
To control where the water temperature, we set the water temperatures, they couldn't do the bubble test or anything like that around it. They checked all the joints and up under the house and couldn't find anything. It was just the location of it was difficult for them to check. It was up. I think it's about showing about 16, which is not real high, but you could, if you left the garage closed for a while, you could smell it.
Definitely something you don't want me messing around with.
And I was talking about Otis and go today to Dynamite last night, said we don't go kablooey.
Real easy to do if you get it in a confined space like that.
There wasn't enough leaking to cause that kind of problem unless you left it closed for 2 or 3 weeks maybe, but it was quiet enough to be a problem. So, but any leak is not good. And I think they might have damaged the control when they put it in, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, they're going to come out and replace it in about an hour, I think, something like that. Hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing good. I'm making the drive back up out of Lawrence, so I'm just sitting here holding the steering wheel right now.
What you going to do about your coax?
I haven't had a chance to look into that since we talked Wednesday. Thursday is a real long day for me, and then I had to come down here this morning, and I'll try to look at it tonight or maybe tomorrow. I just got a lot going on right now.
Run up there. It's only about 3 feet long, I think, of LMR-240 UF with connectors on both ends, but I don't think that'd do you any good. I would say I could just mail it to you unless you try it out, but I don't know if the 240 would suit you or not. It's a little bit bigger than 58 AU, but it's got a lot better the signal loss is a lot better, but I don't know if that's that do you good or not. Probably not. You need a little more length than that. If you're going through a bulkhead and going to connect it on both ends, you need a little more than that.
about 10 feet to make it to the radio where it's going to be, so that's what I'm looking at.
That UF 400 auto worker is not the T40 wheel. All right. How much power you said you were running on? You run 100 watts, I think.
Roger that.
On VHF, UHF.
Just 50 watts.
Is that what a 7100 or something like that?
The 991A.
Okay, that's going to be my other guess. Yeah, I think it would be okay. You said you got about a 100-foot run of 400. You don't have a 10-foot run of the other one. You got an antenna analyzer?
An antenna analyzer for the HF stuff, but I don't have one for VHF. I've got to get one.
I'm surprised the club didn't have one that could, you know, somebody had one. Somebody else has probably got one, I guess, that run the VHF, UHF. And my brother-in-law's got one of those Comet analyzers. It goes up to 800 megahertz, I think, and it really does. It scans across all the spectrum and does a really good job. And those things are about $400, I think. But that way you can see if the impedance was right or not. I wouldn't think it had much insertion loss, but you're still going to have to... The connector, as long as it's sealed up good and soldered or connected well, I don't think you'd add much impedance to it at all. I still think you'd get a real good, real low SWR out of it. I don't think it'd be a real problem going to a 400 UF or even a 240 UF if you had to go that route.
Curious about if there was going to be a huge loss or just a little. Just a little, I think, will be okay, but I don't know. I'm trying to figure all that out.
Is that 400 for, especially for runs on satellite antennas? And that's the only route I know much about. I ran RG8X or RU for years on HF and on VHF. Never paid much attention to the loss. I never ran more than about 75 feet, though. But the 400, you got the best you could buy at times, wire and cable. That's the best they make. But I don't think the UF, all this got in it, the difference it is, I think, Patrick, is it's got a flexible center, a stranded center rather than a solid. And I don't think the outer jacket is much difference. It's the same size, of course. Even with short runs, that stuff is still stiff as, I mean, it's like running a conduit almost just as stiff. And 800 is even worse than that. But a lot of guys run 240 if it's not too far. And the insertion loss, I don't think will be very much at all. I don't think it hurts your impedance to mount it. As long as the bulkhead connectors are, you know, good and you know, you got good solid, solid grounds with the on your connectors on each end. That's the biggest thing. As long as they stay, you know, you got them weather sealed. Because I've been thinking about running one of those. They got Comet makes one that's like a flat wire type thing. You can run through. It'll run up under a window sill. So you can close the window, but I wouldn't have a very long run if I used one of those. Or either have the guys put in a bulkhead downstairs for me, so I'd have to go upstairs to get on the radio. But I don't think that would add much to it at all. I mean, those, you know, it's mainly I doubt the insertion loss is very much. It wouldn't be much at all. I mean, probably a tenth of a dB maybe or something like that. It doesn't add up to much as long as you got good connectors and have silver plated amphenols or something like that.
Bulkhead, yes, so that's why I'm still looking to see which way I was going to go. Just trying to figure it all out before I spend any money on it. But I've had so much trouble putting it in, I just want to make sure I'm doing it right.
And once you get inside, are you just going to run one coax cable off of it or going to run more than one?
That's what I hadn't figured out yet, whether I want to put just a... a switch there or the duplex or whichever it is and just run one cable to the radio or not?
Question is the UHF VHF section of the antenna, is it an in connector or is it like a standard UHF, you know, 239, but I always get them confused.
SL-239.
The UHF, I've got a Comet or Diamond duplexer that runs 2 into 1, but I think mine is VHF, UHF. When I had it 9700, I had the VHF running on the 239, and UHF was running on an N, and it goes into another, I think it goes into either 239 or 259, I'm not sure, 239, I think, on the other end, but it's a UHF, VHF, running HF, VHF, UHF. One of those two, those Comets and Diamonds are not bad at all if you wanted to do that. There's not a lot of insertion loss of those either, from what I understand. That might be a way to do it. That way you could just run a single cable in. And you might even consider, if you instead of, rather have the, just run it, because you can take the, most of those, I guess most of the connectors, you can unscrew the connector off the end, at least that's where a lot of them are, and just run the 400 through the wall and get it sealed up good, and just get you a short run there, or either find out, how long you need, and run a short run there to the duplex and run it that way. I mean, you still gonna have the connectors, but the only other thing is one of those Strasburg connector things. Those things are really expensive to separate them out, but they don't have much insertion loss, and they got good separation. But those things are, in my opinion, they're just too expensive for what they do, unless you got four or five radios running off one antenna, that sort of thing.
Like I said, I'm just starting to look into this, so I don't know what all you're talking about on that one, Jerry.
It's kind of like a duplexer, and I don't know whether it's transmission or receive only, but a lot of guys that run multiple radios off one antenna, especially receivers, they've got individual, it may have one or two antennas coming in, this guy may have four or five coming out of it. And it separates the signals so they don't interfere with each other. It's kind of like a bandpass filter thing, which is, you don't need to worry about that. If you run two radios, say one on VHF, one on UHF, and one on HF, you might want to run a filter on the HF version so it doesn't get, the VHF signal doesn't get into the, or vice versa, doesn't feed into the other radio. I mean, if you want to run two radios at one time, for instance. But if you're only going to run those two in, you're going to run one cable in, run that 991 off of it. Yeah, you might run the 400 in inside the building, seal it off good, and then have some kind of connector. Head connected up to either a switcher or something like that, but the duplexer might be a better idea, because then you don't have to worry about having it switched on the wrong antenna or something like that, because it'll go regardless. You follow me?
I was thinking, but like I said, there again, I'm just getting into this end of it.
Just take your time with it, think about it, and get a lot of different opinions on it, and check out the insertion losses. Most of these things have insertion losses. Like I said, without an antenna analyzer for both of them, it's going to be hard to find out if it's how accurate the insertion losses are. They're generally fairly low. And if you run 5 watts or something like that, it will make a big difference. But if you run 50 watts on VHF, because you're not going to have enough loss on HF to make any difference, no matter what you run, if you don't have it 100 feet. But on VHF, and the UHF especially, you might lose half of it. If you got 25 watts, say if you lose half of it, Patrick, if you got 25 watts going to going to a Yagi or some type of, you know, some other type of beam antenna up there, yeah, the effective radiated power is still going to, if it has 5 or 6 dB or 7 or 8 dB of gain, it's going to offset it anyway in both directions. So, I mean, at least in the transmission area of it anyways, it'll offset the losses in the cable. So I don't think you got much to worry about as far as that's concerned.
Well, that's good to know. I don't remember what the gain was on my vertical, but I know it was 11 or 8 or something like that, and I don't know on the beam at all.
You'll be good to go on it. I mean, if it's got anything on the, if it's got more, you know, if you, well, if you, you know, 3 dB is half. So if it's got, if you got 3 or 5 or whatever dB of loss, you'll make it up on that. You'll make it up on the antenna side. But even at that, if you got 25 watts, you know, directed, not, you know, if, not necessarily through a vertical, but through a directional antenna, that's the biggest thing. You got it pointed. If you long as you got pointed in the right direction, you know, it's got nulls on both sides. You'll get a lot better. You'll get a lot better. You'll get a lot better signal out that way, and also you'll be able to receive a little better too. But if you hear, you know, as long as you're hearing stuff, you can always, you know, 50 watts. I think you'll have plenty unless you're talking about, you know, being able to go, you know, 100 miles simplex or something like that. That may make a difference in the location, especially where you got that wall behind you.
Yeah, the simplex is what I'm trying to work on, so I can concentrate on it a little more. So that's why I'm trying to pay real close attention to all this.
That's pretty helpful, but you know, the antenna is always the first thing you look at, and cable loss. If you're not gonna work much on UHF, it's not gonna be quite as much on VHF as it is on 440. But and of course, there's always I ran mobile in my truck years ago, I'd run 25 watts, but then I had a Mirage amplifier, 180 watt Mirage amplifier I could switch on to. It had a preamp on it, and I could hit repeaters all over the place with a 5/8 whip and run 180 watts.
I think 15 right now. But Jerry, I'm gonna have to clear out. I've got a telephone call coming in, so I'm gonna say 73 KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
See you, Patrick. 73 N4 DJC clear.